If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
Dean, what are you hearing from out west right now?
Well, I've heard, I've talked to a lot of people since yesterday who were there, and they're, you know, we've been out there when there are wildfires before, and you can smell smoke, but this time they say it's unlike anything that they've seen in decades out there. And so far, people like Mark Hamill have evacuated his home with his family and his pets. Mandy Moore has evacuated her home. Steve Guttenberg has been seen in footage on CNN and all the major channels, I imagine, on News Nation as well, because he not only evacuated his house, but he's out trying to help the first responders, keeping cars moving. People have been abandoning their cars on the roads. He gets in and drives them out of the way so emergency vehicles can get to where they're going. So his police academy training apparently is coming in handy here. But they were supposed to have several movie premieres over the last couple of days, and in the upcoming couple of days, all of that has been canceled. They were supposed to announce the nominations for the Screen Actors Guild Awards this morning, and they decided to hold off on that until things settle down. So every aspect is affected out there, but yeah, the Pacific Palisades area. It's a pretty ritzy area, and it's where a lot of the heavy money live out in the Los Angeles area.
Yeah, it may get worse before it gets better, because as far as the winds, the worst conditions are expected this morning. So we'll keep everybody posted on that. Let's talk a little bit about Peter Yarrow. And with the success of the Bob Dylan movie, A Complete Unknown, lots of attention to Dylan songs. And thanks to Peter Yarrow and also Paul and Mary, two of the Dylan songs, Don't Think Twice, It's All Right, and Blowing in the Wind, got into the top 10, didn't they?
Yeah, they sure did. It brings it all back. When you go see the Bob Dylan movie, you'll see these songs that Bob Dylan wrote that he had relative success with. But back in the early 60s, what really put these songs over the top is when Peter, Paul, and Mary performed them. And this song, of course, that was co-written by Peter Yarrow himself.
So Peter Yarrow always said that it wasn't about drugs, right?
No, everybody thought, because it said Puff, the Magic Dragon, that it was about smoking weed. And he said it was nothing more than a whimsical childhood tale about an imaginary dragon, that it wasn't anything deeper than what the lyrics said they were. But I listened to the song. I haven't heard the song in years. Yesterday, when I heard the news that Peter Yarrow had passed away, I listened to it all. It is such a lovely, lovely song. And their harmonies, their versions of If I Had a Hammer and Blowing in the Wind, I had forgotten that they performed at the historic March on Washington in 1963, most famous for Dr. Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech. But Peter, Paul, and Mary were also there, and they performed the song The Answer, My Friend, Is Blowing in the Wind. They started off as a group that was put together by a showbiz manager. He put together Noel, Paul, Stuckey, and Mary Travers. And together, their harmonies gave them 6 top 10 singles, 2 number 1 albums, 5 Grammy Awards. They were at the peak of their popularity in the early to mid-1960s. They came back in the late 1960s with songs like I Dig Rock and Roll Music and Day Is Done, Leaving on a Jet Plane, the John Denver song. So they all had an amazing career together. Mary Travers passed away several years ago, and Stuckey and Peter Yarrow performed together as a duo as long as they could. Peter Yarrow had been battling bladder cancer for the past 4 years now. He was 86 years old.
Let's talk about, and this is a cute little story about a cookie jar on the Friends set. What's that all about?
Well, it's not that uncommon when a show is wrapping up that cast members begin swiping things that were sitting on the set. It happens all the time. And Matthew Perry, when Friends ended in 2004, Matthew Perry took a cookie jar that was in Monica's apartment and gave it to Lisa Kudrow. And at first she didn't want to take it because she said, they check my car. I get searched every night when I leave the movie set, the lot. So she wasn't going to take it because she didn't want to get busted. But Matthew Perry insisted. She took it home and sort of forgot about it. And the other day she said she was going through things in her apartment, saw the cookie jar, opened it up, and Matthew Perry had written a note to her. She said that she doesn't really want to disclose what was on the note because it was personal, but she said it was, an extra special treat, not only to have the cookie jar that Matthew Perry insisted that she take, but also to find a personal note from him to her inside the cookie jar. So it is pretty sweet.
Yes, it is. Well, Dean, we can rest easy now because J-Lo gets to keep the ring, doesn't she?
Oh, boy. Yeah. We mentioned to you yesterday that they had finalized the divorce agreement between Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck. They didn't disclose what was in it, but some of it was leaked yesterday. A judge still has to approve all of this, but according to reports in People magazine, which, I believe more than anyone, they say that the diamond engagement ring that Affleck gave to J-Lo, an 8.5 carat green diamond ring, worth, get this, worth $5 million.
Yikes.
She gets to keep.
Well,
she gets to keep during
five
the whole
million,
thing.
Huh?
I would have married Ben Affleck for $5 million. I would have known there was $5 million in it. By the way, today would have been Elvis Presley's 90th birthday
today. Yeah, they're marking the occasion in Graceland. We've got something special from the record collection coming up in about an hour on
yeah,
that.
I was looking at online, with this AI, which I hate. But in this case, I sort of like that AI, artificial intelligence, has projected what Elvis would look like today had he not died at the age of 42. And he looks like a distinguished Southern gentleman.
Yeah.
Go online, Google it. What would Elvis have looked like? And there's like this AI animation that, changes him from what he looked like in his prime and what he would look like today. But can you imagine a 90-year-old Elvis Presley? I always think about that. What would James Dean have been like as a senior citizen, or Marilyn Monroe, or John F. Kennedy, or so a lot of the ones that we lost pretty young.
In that AI Elvis, has he slimmed down?
No.
How does AI know that he was not going to die?
Apparently, the peanut butter and banana sandwiches were still favorites well into his 90s.
Let's get on your list of things to watch on the TV stream.
Yeah, we've got some stars of the 1990s, TV stars of the 1990s, who have some new series that debut this week. David Schwimmer, formerly of Friends, is back with a new season of his series Goosebumps, The Vanishing, divorced dad with a dark secret in his basement. The streaming will begin Friday on Disney Plus and then on Hulu. Remember Noah Wiley from ER? He is back with the new medical drama. Good to see him back in the scrubs. The show is called The Pit. It focuses on one shift in a Pittsburgh hospital. That starts tomorrow on Max. There's also American Primeval, kind of a taste of the gritty side of the Old West as Pioneers head west to find someplace new to live. That'll be on Netflix starting tomorrow. Wanda Sykes and Mike Epps are back with season 6 of their comedy called The Upshaws. Here's something with a very distinctive Chicago twist to it. A new documentary that's on Netflix. Jerry Springer Fights Camera Action. An inside look at how the king of trash talk turned the world of daytime talk on its head, not only in Chicago, but all over the country. We also have, for new reality series, Alan Cumming hosting a new season of the competition series The Traitors, where reality stars conspire against each other. That starts tomorrow on Peacock. On Netflix, there is one called Selling the City, where high-powered real estate agents take on the Big Apple. If you like comedy specials, Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias has a brand new comedy special on Netflix called The Legend of Fluffy. And comedian Bill Maher has a new special. Bill Maher Is Anyone Else Seeing This? That'll premiere Friday on Max. So plenty to watch this week.
Yeah, I was reading this story the other day about, and you were reporting recently on all the concerts coming to town here very soon, and the tickets tend to go on sale way in advance now. And there was this report about how fans are looking for bargains, and it was interesting because they mentioned that the ticket prices for these concerts often bottom out 2 or 3 days before a show, mm-hmm. and then they begin to tick up, back up until the day of the show, and then they plummet again at the very last second. Is that what you have found?
Yeah, that's very accurate. The tickets, all these summer shows that we have been telling you about, we were telling you about right before Christmas time, because the concert promoters, we're hoping that if you have a fan of a particular, musical genre on your Christmas list, that would make a great Christmas gift to get some concert tickets. So they flood the market with all of these shows that aren't even going to be here until July, August, September, way into 2025. The ticket prices, I would imagine, in about a month or so are going to go down a little bit. And then as we approach the concert date, they'll go back up as it kind of goes on people's radar that, you know, whoever it is coming to town. And then literally hours before the show is to take place, you want to take a chance. Sometimes tickets are available, sometimes they're not. But if you take a chance, you can get a pretty good bargain hours before the show. If tickets are available, sometimes you wind up sitting behind a pillar. That's not so fun when you go to.
It's kind of like buying airline tickets now. You got to keep going back and checking.
And checking and checking and checking. And, the risk is that it's going to sell out, that nothing's going to be available. But, you know, if you're a gambler, you hit the jackpot, mm-hmm. you could save yourself a couple hundred bucks, because some of these, you know, the big name artists that are coming in for Soldier Field and Wrigley Field, those are pretty expensive tickets. They're, you know, $300-$500, $1,000 if you have decent seats.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can save a few hundred bucks, not everybody makes Bob Sarat kind of money.
Yeah, I'm worth a million after taxes. You give us 30 seconds on what you're cooking on WGN TV in about an hour.
Yeah, listen to this. I'm making lasagna soup today. It's got all the elements of lasagna, all the flavors of lasagna, except it's in soup form. So you get a nice big steamy bowl of lasagna soup on a cold night. It'll just hit the spot tonight. So we'll do that on TV later. We'll put the recipe up at WGNTV.com/DeanCooks.
Comfort food. I like that. We should use that as a slogan here, Comfort Radio.
Yeah, comfort food for your ears.
Talk to you tomorrow. Thank you, Dean.